Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, proud sponsors of Food for Thought. PCC ushers in the fall season with local organic apples and pears and all natural ingredients for a hearty soup or stew with 9 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
Well, Nancy, why don't we start this one off by stipulating that we've gone through the tomato-tomato thing and go straight to the juicy center of this issue.
This week, Barry Esterbrook, who is a muckraking reporter, did a hellaciously good job talking about the plight of the tomato here in America and the people who are bringing it to us, mostly in Florida, where conditions were just completely dreadful. His book, Tomato Land, is something I think everybody should get their hands on. Have you seen this book, Stein?
Well, I have read about it. I have not actually looked at the book, but I know that some of the stuff he's reporting in there is pretty frightful. The workers, the agricultural workers down there, actually being held in literal slavery by some of the owners.
It's a pretty horrific story from that point of view. Also, it's a historical look at tomatoes and tomato growing here in this country. But it speaks to one of the things that make me crazy is the fact that I can't find a tomato that really tastes wonderful, and certainly not the typical supermarket tomatoes that come from giant tomato farms.
I like lots of different tomato products, but I do not like to eat an actual tomato. But somehow that preference seems to be inaudible in every restaurant where I have ever eaten. For instance, ordering a hamburger, I'm always at pains to say, no tomato. I enunciated just like that. But it doesn't matter. There's always a slimy tomato squatting under the bun like a troll under a bridge. But I have heard this from people who do like tomatoes over and over again for many, many years, that supermarket tomatoes are just these kind of tasteless red blobs and are nothing compared
true.
To what a real tomato ought to taste like.
But, you know, anymore, what is a real tomato? And I do find some great tomatoes this time of year because there's been at least a little bit of sun lately, and we're getting local fresh tomatoes. Certainly things that are grown in people's gardens taste better than what you can find that are picked green and gassed in the supermarkets. I find that some of the hydroponically grown tomatoes that are offered locally actually have more flavor than even some of the fussy heirloom, quote-unquote, heirloom tomatoes that I see in the supermarkets. The textures always seem kind of off for me. The only way I ever get really good flavor out of a tomato is if it's slow roasted in the oven. Have you ever done that?
No, because I don't want anything to do with a tomato that looks anything at all like a tomato. It's got to be a smooth, red, semi-liquid before I will use it.
Stein, have I ever told you how much you act like a 4-year-old child when it comes to eating tomatoes? You know, I was out with someone with little kids the other day, and I heard them say, take a no-thank-you bite. And I think from now on, when we talk about fruits or vegetables or whatever it is that you don't eat, vegetables, right?
I eat all vegetables. It's fruit.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's fruit. Yeah. It's fruit. Yeah. I want to say, Stein, take a no-thank-you bite.
Well, I don't believe I will do that, Nancy. I grew up and got old specifically so that I could eat what I like and pass on everything else. But back to tomatoes. What do you think the solution is for this great tomato dilemma?
If I could grow a tomato here in the Seattle area that actually turned red and ripe and tasted good, I would.
The last word on tomatoes from Nancy Leeson. Well, let's move from tomatoes to spinach, cabbage, kale, you know, money, because I'm sure you're aware, eaters, that we are in the middle of the KPLU Fall Fun Drive. And if you enjoy what Nancy and I do here on Food for Thought or any of the other aspects of KPLU, the jazz, blues, Northwest, NPR News, everything, you know that it's very much worth your dollars. So please do make a pledge now. We sure would appreciate it. I'm Dick Stein.